Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. We are so grateful to our launch partners, founding partner P&G and Bank of America. Together, we're bringing you something good every day, and it wouldn't be possible without their support. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. During these long, difficult weeks, we've all gotten a clearer picture of what a hero is. Without question, many of today's heroes are those frontline nurses putting in the long hours and risking their health to save the lives of others. So today, in honor of the 200th anniversary of Florence Nightingale's birthday, we salute these modern-day heroes. So who was this woman whose name has become synonymous with nursing? Florence Nightingale was a strong-willed rebel at a time when women were not supposed to speak up or have a profession or even opinions. Born in 1820 to English parents, she was motivated by a spiritual calling to serve others. In fact, that spiritual calling was so great that she turned down a proposal of marriage and instead, against her parents' will, traveled to Germany in 1851 to train as a nurse. In the 1850s, while working as a nurse at an English hospital during an outbreak of cholera, she famously introduced early hygiene practices that saved many lives. She also became well known for recruiting and training wartime nurses during the Crimean War, and her bravery was on full display as she was met with appalling conditions in a British battlefield hospital in Turkey. There, soldiers were more likely to die from diseases from unsanitary conditions than from battlefield wounds. And her hygiene practices reduced the death rate of that hospital by two-thirds. She would later become known as the Lady with the Lamp for her tireless and compassionate nighttime visits to the wounded, and she would cement her legacy when she founded the nursing school at St. Thomas's Hospital in London. In fact, even before the pandemic started, the World Health Organization had already declared 2020 the Year of the Nurse and Midwife in honor of the bicentennial of Florence Nightingale's birthday and her undeniable impact on healthcare. So today, in honor of Florence Nightingale, we salute the courage and sacrifice of nurses and healthcare workers across the globe. Just as Florence and her team did in the 1850s, groups of nurses from all over the country have been rushing to the aid of cities hit hardest by the corona pandemic. Nurses from states like Georgia and Minnesota have left their families to travel to the most affected areas like New York and Washington, providing critical assistance. To learn more about the impact of these nurses, we spoke to Pam Cipriano, Dean of the University of Virginia School of Nurses, first vice president of the International Council of Nurses, and the immediate past president of the American Nurses Association. Here's what she had to say.
Nurses are incredibly dedicated to the public and the people that they serve. So they know how important it is that nurses are present to take care of whoever is in harm's way, whoever is sick, whoever really needs the attention of a nurse. And then the other thing that nurses always do is know how important it is to have enough nurses. Hearing how overwhelmed some of the large hospitals were, particularly in New York City, became a clarion call to say, please come and help us. But by and large, the number of nurses who volunteer is probably 100 times what most other job categories are. And so nurses know that when they are needed, they step up. There's probably not a nurse around who is not in awe of Florence Nightingale. You know, as an epidemiologist, as what we now know is really the first true data scientist in healthcare, as someone who espoused extremely successful methods of hygiene, not just hand hygiene, but all of the environmental indicators that keep people safe. What we see is that nurses embrace all of those activities and care. The other way that nurses emulate Nightingale is a real commitment to lifelong learning. She was always pushing forward. She was always advocating to increase the knowledge and the influence of the profession. And I can't think of anything more important than what we see today in terms of wanting to influence more about healthcare through the lens of what the nurse sees and what the nurse can do. And I think the resilience of nurses in general makes me optimistic, recognizing that, boy, when times are tough, you step up.
As Pam mentioned, the optimism and dedication of nurses has been an unforgettable symbol of heroism during this pandemic. It's so fitting that this year has been designated the International Year of the Nurse and Midwife. So here's something good for today. This crisis has shown us what true bravery looks like and where we can find it. within each and every nurse and healthcare worker fighting on the front lines of this pandemic. So let's honor them today by supporting nurses on the front line. One way to do that is by donating to the American Nurses Foundation Coronavirus Response Fund. Your support will help provide financial assistance, mental health programs, and drive national advocacy focused on nurses and patients. Visit nursingworld.org/foundation for more information. And if you'd like to learn more about the incredible life of Florence Nightingale, check out Mark Bostridge's biography, Florence Nightingale, The Making of an Icon. I love it when I see brands genuinely stepping up during times of need. P&G and its brands like Always, Oral-B, and Vicks are doing whatever they can to help our communities, and I couldn't be more proud to be a partner. They're distributing masks, hand sanitizer, and cleaning products to the communities who need it most. Tide Cleaners is giving free laundry services to healthcare workers, and Gillette and Olay are also providing shaving and skincare products to ensure their masks fit properly. Thank you, P&G, for stepping up as a force for good and donating millions to support our communities. Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.